Hey sis, and welcome back to the Sisters Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Lois.
I'm Bree.
Our topic today, we'll go ahead and dive in, is my worth as a Christian. And a question I want those who are listening to ponder on is there something in your life that you tie your value or worth to? Mm-hmm. Think about that. Actually do a deep dive and think about
it. Sometimes it's not obvious.
Exactly. Sometimes yeah. You have to take yourself out because you don't even think about it. But think about, like, do you tie your worth to a job, a title? Mm-hmm. Do you tie your worth to a boyfriend or a husband? Do you tie your worth to a certain person? Where is your tie at? Because I think a common struggle in life is allowing these worldly things or these things in the world to determine our worth. And I definitely think that's something that everybody struggles with to a degree, whether that's a job, a relationship status, or even like just somebody's opinions of us. Like, we can let that get mm-hmm. that define, because we're so worried about what other people think about us. We yeah. can let that define us. Yeah. But what we're going to go over today is that our worth is determined by our Lord. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I am my worst critic and can easily mm-hmm. point out all of my flaws. So I constantly have to remind myself that my worth is not in whatever earthly thing it is or what flaw I'm focusing on, mm-hmm. but my worth is in the Lord.
Yeah. I personally struggle with, or used to, I'm working on it. It's still a struggle, but working on it. But my worth was tied to, does this person like accept me? Like, what can I do to make this person like me? Mm-hmm. Anybody that I was around. And so I would focus on, if they like me, then okay, I'm like, my worth is good. Like, I'm fine. And I think we can especially get into that with relationships, especially yeah. women in relationships. Especially when it's like a romantic relationship mm-hmm. where it's like, if I am like good enough for this person, or even friendships, if I'm good enough for this person, then I'm worth, like, my worth is good. Mm-hmm. But if this person rejects me, or if they do something against me, then I'm worthless. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can feel that way, even when we know, like, it's like, I know my worth. I know that my worth doesn't come from this person. I know it doesn't come from anything on this earth. But sometimes it's hard to convince that little voice in your head mm-hmm. that of the truth.
You and I have both talked about that before in relationships. Like, why was I not good enough for this person? Yeah,
that's a lot of people ask that question, especially, mm-hmm. I mean, outside the church, inside the church, everybody. It's like, the number one question, like, why mm-hmm. was I not good enough? Mm-hmm. And then we try to like reach the standard that's not actually visible. There's not a standard there. Mm-hmm. You weren't good. It's not that you weren't good enough. It's just it didn't work out or something like that. Mm-hmm. So,
because your yeah. worth is not defined by this exactly. person
yeah.
liking you, or this person seeing mm-hmm. this in
or
you.
Or accepting you.
Yes. Yeah. Your worth is defined by God. And mm-hmm. so we're going to go through that today more so. But I looked up the leading causes for Christians doubting their worth. And the three leading causes were social pressures and comparisons, personal doubts and insecurities, and then overcoming challenges with faith. And of course, we've done an episode on comparison, and we've done an episode mm-hmm. on overcoming trials. So today, instead of focusing on the why we're doubting, we're going to focus more on the positives of why we should live out our worth in yeah. Christ.
And I also want us to remember that the point of view the world has of worth and the point of view Christians should have of worth, because it's very different mm-hmm. as it should be. And why is that? Well, because we as Christians are in a completely separate category than the world, or yeah. we should be at least. And it makes sense that the people who aren't in Christ measure their worth based on physical earthly things. Mm-hmm. Romans 8:5 says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Who are the ones walking in the flesh? The world, right? And so it makes sense that the world walks around with false ideas of worth and a lack of understanding. So first, measured by earthly things that are passing away. And second, they think that true worth is found solely within self. And so what I can do and what I have accomplished turns into the game of selfishness, which the world is filled with, right? And so we, to try to convince ourselves that we within ourselves are worth everything, we start falling into selfishness. Mm-hmm. Because again, that's a worldly view of worth. But we have to be careful, especially as Christians, to not fall into that idea of worth, because it's such a carnal mindset.
Exactly.
And we are to set our minds on things above mm-hmm. and not have that type of mindset, that mm-hmm. carnal mindset.
And we press on this so hard because we are in the world. We do. Yeah. We are surrounded by all of these things. It's so hard for our mindset not to be like that. It's so hard for us not to put our worth in these things. But that's not how we should be. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Bree and I still have to remind ourselves of this all the time and remind each other of this all the time. But it's an important thing that we have to do. I think something that is so important about understanding our worth is remembering the price that we are worth. Many have tried to reduce the significance of mankind on earth. Some even want us to believe that we came from monkeys. And then the number of abortions that happen daily in our country speaks volumes about the lack of respect of human life. It's no wonder that our self-worth is so hard to find because this world has warped our minds. I think of John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. He loved us so much. He loves us so much. We are worth so much that God sent his only son, his perfect son, to die for us. And we can't take that lightly. He gave his life up for us. And I think of John 15, verse 13, which says, greater love hath no man than this, than one to lay down his life for his friends. Because of his love for us, he gave his life, not just a fast and painless death either. He endured humiliation. He endured scourging, carrying of his cross, being nailed to the cross, being spit on, being mocked. And he did all of this because he thought we were worth it. He saw our worth. Even in our sins, he saw our worth. Romans 5, verse 8 says, but God shows his love for us. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
And I would also remember that, you know, humans were not... sometimes we're kind of like the ocean where it's like we're not, we change a lot, right? And so when I think of worth and when we try to get, and not even just humans, but when we're talking about physical things on earth, everything is changing. And people will change their mind about you based on false things and anything could happen. But when we think about our God, he is a constant. And so we're getting our worth from something that's constant, who sees our heart and knows us more than anybody on earth or anyone else.
Yeah.
And so, and that's a gift. That's a gift. And if we are acting like we have no worth and acting like we are this worthless, we allow an earthly thing to tell us that we're worthless and to make us actually believe that, then we are throwing this gift away. Like, and it's such a beautiful gift. And Christ died and suffered for that gift for us to have that confirmation of worth. And so I would just say to even look at it that way, because sometimes my mind works in that sort of way. Like I just thinking about, oh, wait, actually this is me abusing a gift that was given to me.
I think Ephesians 2 verses 8 through 9 go with that. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that one may boast. It is a gift of God. Like you said, it's been given to us. And when we try to let earthly things determine our worth, honestly, it's shameful because Jesus is saying, you are worth so much that I came to this earth to die for you. And you're going to allow something so trivial to take away that worth.
And I would then say, if our mind is so swayed by, let's say, somebody, a relationship, you're in a relationship, the person makes you feel worthless or you get your worth from that person. I would say that we need a heart check because we're supposed to be setting our minds on things above. And if my mind is so easily swayed by someone to make me feel worthless, then is my mind actually on heavenly things? Is my mind actually attached to heavenly things and detached from earthly things?
I think, again, that's so, making that person an idol.
Yeah.
It's when your worth is found in a person instead of found in your God, that person is now your God.
Yeah.
Which is a scary thought. And sometimes I think it can take us losing something to realize that too. And sometimes it can take us losing a job title to realize how much we put ourselves into this job. Or it can take us losing a relationship to realize how much we put into this person, how we've become dependent on these titles and not dependent on our God. a song we sing as kids instills in us more than we realize, I think, which is Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We're taught as children that Jesus loves us, but we can't fully comprehend it until we have sins. Because as children, we have no sins. We don't. But now, in today's, I'm 21, I just think about how many sins that I have, and Christ still died for me. He still loves me. So I can fully comprehend the love and the worth that is shown because I have sinned, because I have sin in my life. And Christ, who is perfect and sinless, came to die for me. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says that he took on our sins. He is sinless, but he took on our sins. That is what we are worth. And he wants us to be ambassadors. We see in the verse that before that, verse 20, that he wants us to be his ambassadors. And I can't think of any better way to phrase that than to, if we're walking worthy, then we are walking as ambassadors for Christ.
And I think this is a good time to talk about where we were before Christ and what we were before we were in Christ and what we are now. Because our worth has significantly changed. And I don't think we think about that enough. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11 says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were," so such were, past tense, "before you found Christ, some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of our God." Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And then Romans 6:17-18, "But God be thanked that though we were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you become slaves of righteousness." So we see two different groups painted, one before we were buried in Christ and one after we have been buried with Christ through baptism. When we were baptized into Christ, we have become a new creation. So at one point, yeah, I would say, yes, I was worthless at one point because I was literally dying in sin. I was surrounded by sin. I was dying in it. And it was, I was disgusting. I was worthless. But when I obeyed the gospel, when I was baptized into Christ, I am now walking in the light. I'm a completely separate, separate category. I'm walking in the light. I'm no longer a slave to sin. And so I think sometimes in our mind, we still see ourselves as this nasty, this nasty sinner who is disgusting. And that's what we think. That's what we're saying when we are in Christ, when we're a Christian, and we still think that we are worthless. We've got this mindset that is still I touched my microphone. We have this mindset of, not even intentionally, but we have this mindset of, I am still in this disgusting area of sin and worthlessness. Because that's what you're saying when you think that
we've been brought out of that. And we have to remember
that. And we've been brought out of that by Christ, through Christ. And so I think it's important to remember that, yes, we do. So we do sin sometimes. We fall short. We try not to. We're supposed to wake up every day and intentionally not sin. But sometimes we do mess up. But we're not still this disgusting, worthless person. Our worth is now amazing because of what Christ did. If it wasn't for Christ, I would still be worthless. But because I'm in Christ, because I've been baptized, because I'm with Him and I'm right with Him, I'm worth more.
Our worth is in Him.
Yeah.
So exactly right. I think that goes along with too remembering the image that we were created in. Genesis 1:27 tells us, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female He created them." To understand our worth, we have to understand whose image we were created in. We're a new creation in Christ, as you were just talking about. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16 through 17. Do you want to turn to that and read it?
What is it?
2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 through 17.
Yes, 16 and 17. "Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new."
This verse is so encouraging. It says, "No more according to the flesh. when we are baptized into Christ, when we put on Christ, we are no longer in regard of our flesh. Mm-hmm. And we need to take our minds. It's a complete shift. We are complete, a new creation, as this says. It says the old has passed away, and because now we're not walking in our own folds, in our old footsteps. Now mm-hmm. we are walking new, a new creation, and we're walking worthy because of that. Our Creator even knows the amount of hairs on our heads. Luke 12, verse 16 through 17. And I know that we know this. Like, we can talk about, like, yes, God knows the amount of hair on our heads. But do you realize that God knows every single person, every single person, everything about them? Mm-hmm. He knows every single detail about me. He knows every single detail about you. And that's because of our worth. Mm-hmm. That's because He knows our worth. He sees our worth, and He loves us because of it. If you're doubting your worth, remember that the Creator literally knows the amount of hairs on your head. I think we can just kind of look over this verse, but if you mm-hmm. stop and think about it and how amazing that is and how personal that is, how can you say you don't have worth if you see how much worth God puts in you? Mm-hmm. Another thing is we are heirs, adopted, and chosen by God. Romans 8, verses 16 through 17 says, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we also may be glorified in Him." And then Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 5 says, "Even as He chose us before Him the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Christ Jesus, according to the purpose of His will."
I think it's important to remember when you're struggling with worth that the word adopted and chosen mm-hmm. by the Creator of the entire world, like mm-hmm. adopted and chosen. It wasn't, He's not forced to love us, and mm-hmm. He wasn't forced to give His Son for us.
He chose
that, and mm-hmm. and He adopted us. It's a really beautiful picture. And I think if we wrapped our heads around it more, our minds around it, then we would have less of the worthless mindset. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And also remembering what we were created for. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2, verse 10 tells us what we were created for. If you want to go ahead and read that verse.
"For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them."
We were created in Christ Jesus for what? Mm-hmm. For good works.
And I think if you think about it, when we aren't doing that, what we're created for, and we decide to walk with the world, that's normally when people start feeling they're most worthless, mm-hmm. is when we're not doing what the word of God says, when we're walking the other way. I think that's a really big idea that we start believing, because now we're apart from what gives us worth, mm-hmm. and we start believing the lies, or we start living in the lies. So it's important, I think, to not, and this doesn't mean maybe you're not sinning, or well, maybe you're not. Maybe you go to church. Lois's the stomach just growled. Really
my stomach is growled. So hungry.
But maybe you're going to church. Maybe you were baptized. But if you're still not doing the work for the Lord, and you're just a stagnant Christian, then you could also struggle with your worth, because again, you're not actually mm-hmm. being obedient to the mm-hmm. word.
And we are literally told to walk worthy. We have mm-hmm. to walk worthy. Ephesians 4:1 says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy mm-hmm. of the calling which you were called."
Yeah.
We have to choose to walk worthy.
Yeah. And like when you have put on the worldly view, it's like, I'm walking worthy. I am worth everything. They become this selfish, like, it's all about me. Mm-hmm. I am worth the world, and you can't tell me any different. But when you look at it through scripture, it's like, I am walking worthy because I have Christ. Mm-hmm. And like Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ, not mm-hmm. because he's like, do what I do because I am amazing and I'm, mm-hmm. but he's walking worthy mm-hmm. because he's pointing everything to the Lord, where he mm-hmm. gets his source of worth. And so it's never about us. In the selfish world, worth is all about us, all about me, mm-hmm. all about what I do and what I can do and what I can't do. And then the worthlessness there comes from, well, I guess I can't do this, so now I must, my worth goes down. Mm-hmm. But I can't do this, so now it goes back up. But in Christ, there's never, and unless you're in sin, when you're in Christ, there's never like a, oh, well, I'm worthless, because in Christ, you have a constant source of worth. And so those sources of worth don't change. The source is always mm-hmm. there. It's us that changes. Mm-hmm. And so as long as we're making sure that we're walking worthy and that we're in Christ and giving him all the glory, mm-hmm. that's the difference of the worth in the, and it can be, you can have this worth and it's constant and mm-hmm. it's eternal and never changing.
And that's why it's changing when we put it in things in the world, mm-hmm. when we put our worth in the things of the world, yeah. that's why we will feel worthless mm-hmm. because the world is ever changing. The world will let us yeah. down. But our worth is never changes because of God. And that's mm-hmm. where if it's in God, it's not going to change. Mm-hmm. And I think an important part of that is remembering what we were created for, what we were called to do. Mm-hmm. And I just jotted down a few things. We were called to let our light shine, Matthew mm-hmm. 5:16. We were called to love others as God loves us, 1 John 4:7-8. We were called to live as living sacrifices, Romans 12:2. We were absolutely created for a purpose. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And we were given this life and salvation for a purpose. Mm-hmm. Christ died for us because he saw our worth. And we just have to remember all of these things, and we have to put our mindset in these places mm-hmm. to then realize we are worthy. We are walking mm-hmm. worthy because we're doing what he told us to do and because we were created for this purpose. Mm-hmm. But when we get off of that path, when we get off of the created path of what our purpose is when we fall short, mm-hmm. when we're no longer worthy because mm-hmm. we are allowing the world to define our worth.
Yeah. And so then I would even ask, are you actually taking God for his word? If you're going to walk in this worthlessness, if you're going to walk in this mindset where, and I've had to ask myself this question yeah. because again, we struggle with things that we talk about.
Absolutely.
We're not perfect in anything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
most of the time we're talking about it because we are struggling
with it. And we know so much about it because we are struggling with it. So, I've had to ask myself this, if I'm going to walk and think that I'm just this disgusting human being or that I'm worthless, then I'm not taking God for his word and I'm not actually trusting him.
Who are we to question him?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't think we realize that we're doing that. When we're questioning our worth, we're questioning his creation. Mm-hmm. We're questioning if he could create something that was good. Mm-hmm. And that's, oh man, it gives me shivers. Cause like I need to do better about that because mm-hmm. we were literally created in his image. And we know that, mm-hmm. but sometimes we allow different things to come in and to take our mind off of that. And I don't think we realize that we're questioning him when we do mm-hmm. that. We're questioning yeah. whether he is good enough, mm-hmm. which how dare we?
Mm-hmm. Eric Owens, he said something that was like, oh man, that was good. And I'm trying to remember, I think he said, we try to make God in the likeness of our image when he has so graciously mm-hmm. made us in the likeness of his. Mm-hmm. And so when we are still in that mindset of worthlessness, it's us telling God, actually, I think you're lying to me. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I'm worthless. Mm-hmm. And his word says the opposite. So you're literally, it would literally be like me, Lois telling me something. I'm like, no. Like, no. But and like,
you do that all the time.
I know. But when it's God, it's like the creator of the world.
Yeah.
And you're literally saying no mm-hmm. and telling him,
I know better than you.
Yeah. Literally telling him that you know better than him. So ponder on that for a bit too. Because I had to do that as well.
We like, still have to.
Yeah. I have to remind myself of that.
We have to remember to walk worthy. Mm-hmm. And we have to put on the new creation and walk in those new steps and not in the old footsteps like we talked mm-hmm. about. And it's something that you continuously have to work on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get knocked down because you need to be reminded of that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like we don't even realize that our worth is in something else until our worth is not in it, until it's not there anymore, like mm-hmm. I said. And maybe that's happening for a reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good episode. Good study. Good episode. We're feeling it. Thank you so much for listening today. We are so thankful for each and every one of you, and we're just so thankful for this opportunity. Thank you to House for allowing us to do this. Please look up House to House's Instagram. It's not sponsored. I guess they do have our studio, but they didn't tell us to do this. But please look up House to House's on Instagram. House to House posts amazing things. I just can't recommend them enough. So look them up. And look us up. Our Instagram is sisters.podcast and our website is just sisterspodcast. And if you have any questions or want to study God's word, our DMs are open anytime. And we love each and every one of you. We'll see you next week. Bye.